We're now moving over to the Clanmaanuith Municipal District, where Fianna Fáil councillor Paul Ward joins me on the line, looking at his motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. Paul, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there.
No problem at all, Hannah. Good morning to you.
So your first motion to the council, Paul, was in relation to appropriate signage at the entrance to School Street in Kilcock. It's to deter the large trucks and the HGVs from entering the street. What was, I suppose, is this an issue that you've kind of been seeing in the area for a while?
Yeah, it has indeed. And it's a serious issue. So basically my ask here was to ask the Kildare County Council and the area engineers to assess the initial and installed signage to effectively deter large trucks and HGVs from entering School Street here in Kilcock. It's a narrow street. There's been a number of accidents on the street, including cars sideswiped, and trucks basically not familiar with the area come down the street and then struggle to turn into the square in Kilcock and there continued their journey onwards. So this has led to collisions and property damage. And I actually included with my request and motion a number of photographs of to the council showing damages to cars and road services. Now, Hannah, we're not talking about little scrapes. The last photograph I put to the council was of a car that was effectively written off, destroyed every panel on it, the side. A HGV went down, couldn't continue to turn properly, and the side swiped this car to destruction. The car was completely written off. So, furthermore, it also leads to the problem where the truck gets stuck and then has to reverse up this narrow street. So the council agreed that this is fundamentally a road safety and a property protection issue. And I'm going to have an on-site meeting with the area engineer, and I want that to happen as quickly as possible on-site to make signs at the top of the street just to deter trucks going down, because I understand that Google Maps is sending them down this direction. And these signs will just have to try and stop that problem. So that's a positive solution to that one, Anna.
All right. Your next motion, Paul, to the council was about putting in some public bins near the picnic benches there. I suppose it's to deter the ongoing littering and also help the tidy towns in the area.
That's it in a nutshell. So I asked for a litter bin and collection service to be put beside the picnic tables along the canal there, because there is a persistent litter problem there, and the residents and the tidy towns, as we said, the volunteers there are continuously cleaning it up. So the council initial reply, as you can see from the report there, wasn't positive. The council said that there isn't enough funding or staff to provide and maintain another bin. So my argument at the meeting was, I proposed a quite a simple and practical solution. People in Kilcock are familiar with the area, and across the road there is another bin 50 metres away outside the old Kilcock Courthouse. So I simply asked the council to consider moving that one across and the service to continue across there. And they said they're going to look at that. The picnic area is one of the first things you see coming into the Kilcock when you come off the train. It's often left filthy. And that's not the first impression we want people coming to our town to see, Hannah. So I will, again, meet on site with the area engineer, and we hopefully relocate that now to a more positive location.
And your final question then, Paul, to the council is looking for an update on its work in dealing with both the derelict and vacant properties in Kilcock over the last 12 months. Were you able to receive that update from the council?
I was indeed, Hannah, and it was a positive update. So I asked the council, as you said, to see what work they have been done. The council reply was positive, and it's great to see that active measures are being undertaken in Kilcock on this issue. Kildare County Council's town regeneration team are working on this now, and they gave us an up-to-date report. So as we speak, there are 13 active cases in Kilcock. So there's four of those properties already on the derelict sites register, which means that they are subject to the derelict sites levy, the annual levy, to try and increase revenue for the council to tackle these issues. So there's also statutory notices being prepared for two more properties in the town, and another survey is being carried out in October next month, and I want to see an update on this. So we have to remember that there are positive developments over the last few years in Kilcock. We had the old Gales School demolished, and that's now the new Super Value and Costa Coffee. We had the Leaf Factory, the old Leaf Factory, demolished as well, and that has got new housing estate on there, Fenton Green. And we've also seen a number of new housing estates and old derelict sites throughout the town. And a couple of the current derelict sites have current active planning applications on them. So that's positive. The key here, Hannah, is to try and encourage the council, and they're already doing it, to interact with the owners to try and make these properties more viable and useful in our community. So we want to bring back these buildings to make them useful and, again, just to improve the aesthetics of the town.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us
You're very welcome on the show, Anna.
This morning. That is Fianna Fáil councillor Paul Ward on the Clane Maynooth Municipal District. We're looking at those motions and questions raised from that latest MD meeting. Paul, thanks again for joining us on the show.